All the 35 piles designed to support the China-Maldives Friendship Bridge have now been completed ahead of schedule. The bridge, being built by the China Communications Construction Company, will connect the capital Male with the island of Hahule, where the Male International Airport is located. The bridge project was announced in 2014 during a visit to the Maldives by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Yang Yin, an official with the Chinese embassy in the Maldives, says the bridge and related construction are set to bring significant social and economic benefits to the people of the Maldives and its visitors.
The Maldives has the highest per capita GDP in South Asia. Its government has actively participated in China's Belt and Road Initiative. Infrastructure construction now leads our cooperation under the initiative, with the China-Maldives Friendship Bridge as a major example.
Once completed, the nearly 1.4-kilometer-long, 20-meter-wide bridge will feature two lanes for automobiles, as well as lanes for bikes, motorcycles, and pedestrians. It will also serve a major government project, which includes plans to relocate around 70% of the Maldives population currently scattered across various islands in the archipelago to a new urban development center in Hahule. The Maldivian Minister of Housing and Infrastructure, Mohamed Muizu, says the bridge will bring much-needed changes to the Maldives.
The Maldives is geographically in a different way compared to many countries. We have many small islands that the people live on. There is a big issue in transportation between each island. Because of the difficulty in transportation between the two, we are not able to deliver development at the speed that we want. The project opens the door for development. By land, you can travel between the two cities. It brings a huge change.
Even though the Maldives is known as a tropical tourist destination, the local conditions that drew them, such as high temperatures and the humidity, along with radiation and salt content, have created tremendous challenges for the construction of the bridge. However, the team from the Chinese side says it's managed to customize its construction plans based on the local environment while overcoming a number of unimaginable difficulties. Liu Ling is with the Chinese Ministry of Commerce, which is overseeing the budgeting and spending on the bridge.
The Maldives may be a paradise for tourists. It is also a very challenging place for such construction. But overall, to date, we had managed to tackle all the obstacles we had anticipated. Generally speaking, the construction is going well according to our plan. We have met the safety and progress requirements set out by the government. Our workers have also shown a positive image of the Chinese people.
The China-Maldives Friendship Bridge is expected to be completed sometime around the middle of next year. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.